Well, it's winter time. We all know what that means. Usually it's about 10 minutes before you have to leave for work and you realize you've forgotten to shovel the snow out in your driveway and you're left with a task in front of you. That's a problem we all face here in Duluth, but not every Minnesotan can get that snow removed as easily. Luckily, Duluth is making way for a snow removal task force where volunteers come together to remove snow. A pilot program has been started to test out this idea. And we're talking today with Carl Crawford, staff liaison for the task force, and he'll give us more information on how this can improve the livelihood of our citizens during winter storms. He joins us by telephone. Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. Doing well. Thanks for having me on board.
Absolutely. Now, snow removal, of course, is something that we all almost take for granted. It's just sort of a fact of life, but it's certainly not as easy for everybody. And this program has come about. How did it develop?
Yes. So, Chris, this came about through our Commissions on Disability, really a great group of folks on that commission that looked around and realized that there is a need for folks age 60 and over that may not have the community or family support to help them remove snow, which actually will impact their life as far as getting supplies and getting in and out of their house.
Mm-hmm.
So just a great idea that came about from one of our meetings.
So certainly people who live next door to people realize that they have that trouble. Perhaps it's just a good neighborly idea. The task force can go a step further. How will they identify the people who might need that sort of service?
Well, there is a sign-up sheet, and we have enough people right now for the pilot program that have the need for this service. What we're lacking are volunteers to help shovel.
Mm.
And it's really important that we have those folks who are committed to let the people know on the list that they do have someone that will be coming out to help them.
Okay. Does the pilot program now, because it's just a pilot program, is it limited to a certain area of Duluth, or is it a neighborhood or two?
Not a certain area, but it's limited to the number of people we have. Only 20 people right now. We felt that was a good manageable number to make sure we match them with people to help shovel. But we only have about 7 or 8 people signed up right now, so the need is urgent. We need volunteers to help our Duluthians with this issue.
Right. Well, if people are interested in signing up to help, where can they go for more information?
They can go to our website, duluthmn.gov/winterwatch/snowshoveling, and then /assistant sign up. Those are all drop-down menus that you can click through. It'll show you exactly how to sign up.
So the people that are on the task force who will go out and shovel, do they basically approach the house and sort of figure out, well, what is it whatever you need, the entire driveway, the front sidewalk, the street sidewalks? Is it sort of a house-by-house basis?
Well, it's actually a house-by-house basis, and we do have a coordinator that's going to help match that volunteer with the person in their need.
Mm.
We're not doing driveways. It's just kind of walkway and helping a way for folks to receive their packages, their Meals on Wheels, and, of course, access to the street if they need a ride or things like that.
Great. So shovels, snowblowers, can people bring whatever equipment they have to help out?
Yes, Chris, and that's the key. You have to have your own equipment. Unfortunately, the city does not have that. But bring your own equipment, and let's get to work helping our neighbors.
Well, of course, we're all good Duluthians. We have our snow shovels sharpened, so I'm sure many people will be ready to go. It sounds like a great program. Is the pilot program going to be just for this season, and then we'll sort of see if we can get it to grow from there?
Yes, that's exactly it. It was actually a year in the making for us to get to this point. Now we're going to try the program out this year, and we're going to reevaluate. And if it's a success, which I hope it is, we'll open it up for more people that may have the need, because we definitely had more folks signed up than we have people to match up for volunteers.
And there's always more snow than we think we're going to get, too. So,
yes.
Well, Carl, this is a fantastic idea. This is a great government. Think about government programs that people can argue about. This is something I think we can all agree on. This is fantastic. So thank you so much.
It's a great feel-good. So thank you so much for having us on the show.
Indeed. Carl, have a good day. Thanks so much, and good luck this winter.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Take care. Carl Crawford, human rights officer and staff liaison for the Snow Removal Task Force as part of the City Council Department of Navigation, joining us today to talk about the Snow Removal Task Force, looking for volunteers as well to help out this winter.